Greetings and welcome to another episode of Manufacturing Now in Virginia. This is Jeanette Stevens-Cunningham, GenEdge Marketing and Content Service Delivery Director, and I'm delighted to have a special guest join us to discuss how GenEdge helps small manufacturers improve their cybersecurity capabilities. I'm joined today by GenEdge Director of Programs and House Accounts, David Bartlow. Thanks for joining us today, Dave.
Well, hello, Jeanette, and thank you for having me.
Awesome. So we're going to go ahead and kind of dive right into it. And thank you very much for being with me today to discuss this timely topic. Can you please explain to our listeners who will benefit the most from the information discussed on this podcast today?
Sure. So for our discussion today, we're going to talk about cybersecurity requirements, particularly for small and medium-sized manufacturers. And we're a Virginia-based organization, so for those companies that are based in Virginia. The real target audience for this is those that are in the pharmaceutical supply chain, although I think anyone who's running a small business and has cybersecurity concerns will benefit from this. For folks that this may not apply to, it's anyone who's handling classified information. So if you're working for the federal government and you're handling information that's, confidential, secret, or top secret or above, this wouldn't apply to you. This is for unclassified information and really for folks that are outside of the DoD supply chain.
Got it. Awesome. Well, thank you for helping us understand who will benefit from today's chat. Can you now tell us about how GenEdge got involved with cybersecurity?
Sure. So most of the listeners will probably know that part of GenEdge's mission statement is to help small and medium-sized manufacturers, specifically in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Right.
And we help those manufacturers in a variety of functional areas. So marketing or contracting or technical support. And one of the areas that we support them is also cybersecurity. So cybersecurity is one of these areas that applies across all sectors and industries, right? If you have a company or if you have an organization, you have to worry about cybersecurity. More specifically though, GenEdge really got involved with helping small, medium-sized companies, particularly in the DoD supply chain about 5 years ago. We partnered with the DoD and one of the programs that they ran to help small and medium-sized companies in the DoD supply chain improve their cybersecurity posture in anticipation of some requirements that were coming out and are still in the process of, coming out this okay. year. So that really is what got us involved with tracking cybersecurity requirements. And I think what's important and applies to today's discussion is watching the transition from what I would call recommendations and federal organizations like the DoD telling companies here are things that are a good idea to do and transitioning into requirements saying you will do these things or else you'll no longer do business with the DoD. So tracking that process and being involved with that process dating back about 5 years ago is how GenEdge really got involved with cybersecurity requirements and helping those small and medium-sized companies stay compliant.
Right. And cybersecurity is certainly top of mind for many businesses, which makes the changes that you just talked about. So we're talking about transitioning from recommendations to requirements by the DoD. And these changes kind of make it even more of a sore point for businesses that are really thinking about their cybersecurity posture. So can you please explain why it is such a challenge to move from recommendations to requirements in cybersecurity?
Sure. So again, we've watched this with DoD and how they've been handling their supply base in moving from a position of here's a list of things that are a good idea to do to you will do these things or you will no longer do business with us.
Right.
One of the challenges in that transition is the cost for all this, right? Cybersecurity is very expensive. It's very expensive to implement. It's very expensive to buy products and solutions. And that disproportionately hurts small and medium-sized businesses, right? If you're a larger business, there's a greater chance that you've got some resources available to improve your organization's cybersecurity posture. But when you're a smaller, medium-sized company, you know, those prices can be painful.
Right.
So whenever the federal government, in this case, you know, the DOD, the Department of Defense, tries to move from recommendations to requirements, there's some, you know, pushback and concern from industry that it's very expensive and it disproportionately hurts, you know, the small and medium companies. So there's that challenge. The other challenge that we've noticed as we've tracked this over the last few years is that as the DOD, in this case, for example, wants to move to requirements, it's challenging in the cybersecurity world to come up with a set of requirements that are sort of commonly understood, but don't direct folks to a specific vendor or product, right? So DOD can't come out and say, you will use this specific vendor or this specific product to improve your cybersecurity posture. So they have to write their requirements in a way that stay generic enough that companies can go to the marketplace and maybe have multiple vendors provide a solution, but still specific enough to provide the security requirements that they're looking for. So there's that challenge as well, which leads to a lot of cybersecurity experts arguing for a very long time over what's the appropriate way to implement a requirement. And I think what we've seen in DOD, that's been part of the discussion that has maybe delayed some of the DOD transition to requirements. And I bring this all up because in this case, if we're talking about companies that are outside of the DOD space, right, maybe, you know, in the pharmaceutical supply chain, for example, I think it's coming, right? I think right now for those companies, we're still in a phase where these are recommendations that are coming out from some of the other departments like DHS and Health and Human Services. Right. But I think in the not too distant future, they will also try to make this transition from recommendations to cybersecurity requirements.
Yeah, and you know, you really made a impactful point, I think. And you know, that's when we talk about the impact on smaller businesses. And you know, as a small business, if you have been a small business owner or, you know, done any kind of small business work, then you understand that, you know, the bottom line is really important. Your operational budget is also very important. And so, you know, you have to really think about what you're going to invest in. And, you know, sometimes you may or may not think about cybersecurity, you know, especially as it relates to the cost and how astronomical it can be. So when we go from moving from a recommendation to a requirement, you know, that definitely makes things a little bit heavy. And so what's good about what we're doing here at Gen Edge is that we're helping these smaller businesses, smaller manufacturers, smaller pharmaceutical manufacturers kind of understand the cybersecurity frameworks, because when they have a better understanding of that, then it kind of makes the investment a little bit easier and more palatable to understand, you know, why it's needed. So let's dig into that a little bit more. Can you talk about these cybersecurity frameworks a little bit and why that's so impactful?
The first thing I'll say is that the cybersecurity landscape can be very confusing. Right. And I think for anybody stepping into it, it takes a while to sort of understand all the different pieces and parts. And what I tell folks when I'm working with our clients is that it's not your fault. It is legitimately confusing, right? There are a variety of cybersecurity frameworks that are out there. You know, each department and agency likes to either create its own or put its own spin on some existing frameworks. So you've got all these different competing frameworks, and they're not even consistent in the language or how they're organized, right? The terminology that they used. So it's very difficult sometimes to even compare one framework to another.
Right.
So Gen Edge has taken a step at trying to sort this all out and make sense of it and create some I think very easy to understand products and content that folks can take a look at and see side by side a comparison of some of the different frameworks that are available to choose from. So I think we'll talk more about it later, but this information is available on our website. So if anybody's interested in seeing sort of a breakdown of all of the different frameworks and who they're targeted for and how they're arranged and how big they are, you know, how many controls they have, we have that information available on our website.
Awesome. Thank you. And knowledge, as we know, is power. So it is really good that there will be a place where those resources are available to small manufacturers and pharmaceutical manufacturers that are interested. So let's kind of move into guidance for non-DOD businesses. And that kind of came up at the beginning of our discussion. For our listeners that are outside the DOD supply chain, such as a small or medium-sized pharmaceutical manufacturer that are interested in improving their cybersecurity posture, where should they start?
So it's an interesting distinction that you made. So for companies outside the DOD supply chain, first, for anybody who is working within the DOD supply chain, and that means not necessarily that your direct customer is DOD, but maybe you're, you know, a sub to a prime or a sub to a sub to a sub that your products eventually end up in the DOD. DOD is in the process of releasing their CMMC framework, Cybersecurity Maturity Model Certification Framework. So that's the first place to start if you're a DOD, if you're in the DOD supply chain. If you're not, right, as you said, if you're not in DOD and you're pretty confident that your products and services either stay completely in the private sector or end up in some other department or agency, GenEdge has put together a tool or a flow diagram to help companies make that selection of which cybersecurity framework would be most applicable for their situation.
All right. And thank you for that. That's really helpful. And can you elaborate a little bit more on how GenEdge's approach to selecting the right cybersecurity framework works?
So what we try to do is come up with a flow chart that's a series of sort of if-then statements.
Okay.
So you sort of start at the beginning. And as we talked about, you know, one of the first questions is whether are you in the defense industrial base, right? Are you in the DOD supply chain? And if the answer is yes there, then as we talked about, then you would end up in sort of CMMC, in the CMMC framework. If no, then you would go on and answer another series of questions, right? Things like, are you handling personally identifiable information? Who is your ultimate end customer? Are you providing any sort of cloud services to your clients? Just a series of questions that we walk through with folks to try to help them land on the right cybersecurity framework that they should be working towards, right? And we tried to, it's not definitive, it's not authoritative, it's just meant to be a guide and maybe a centerpiece for a discussion. But what we try to do is based on the type of information that you're handling, where your products end up, and you know, who your end customer is, we try to guide you towards the right cybersecurity framework that would best fit your company or organization.
That's wonderful. That's great that there are so many resources that are put in place to help companies to kind of understand that. And so moving forward, Dave, how do companies move forward, with improving their cybersecurity posture from everything that we've already discussed?
Yeah, we're trying to make this information available to everyone. You know, I think for this particular program, we're targeting companies that are in the pharmaceutical supply chain, but I think it can broadly apply to basically any small or medium-sized company that's either starting from scratch and, you know, is just stepping into this world of cybersecurity requirements and wants to know where to begin, or for companies that are maybe already doing some work and just want sort of a sanity check or, you know, a third party objective view of whether or not they're heading in the right direction. I think those are the companies that would benefit from some of this information that we've generated. It's all available at no cost. Companies can sign up for our GenEdge Alliance service. If you go in there, you can access a page that contains all of this information. It has that flow chart that we talked about. It has that breakdown and comparison of the cybersecurity frameworks that we talked about. So you could either go there, or if you'd like to talk to anyone at GenEdge, including myself, I would say just reach out to us, and we'll make sure we put you in touch with the right person and help you on that journey towards the right cybersecurity solution.
Thanks so much, Dave. These have been really, really great insights. I mean, obviously the world of cybersecurity frameworks and posture can be really challenging and even murky at best. So being able to have resources like the GenEdge Alliance, like the pharmaceutical supplier resources page that we discussed a little bit, is really helpful. And especially because it's at no cost. So if you're small and you're just trying to get some really helpful information without having to put any kind of major investment up front, then this is a great way to get started. So really do appreciate for all of the insights that you provided us and information. Before we wrap up, do you have any final thoughts or tips for our small manufacturing listeners?
No, I think that, thank you so much, Jeanette.
Greetings and welcome to another episode of Manufacturing Now in Virginia. This is Jeanette Stevens-Cunningham, GenEdge Marketing and Content Service Delivery Director, and I'm delighted to have a special guest join us to discuss how GenEdge helps small manufacturers improve their cybersecurity capabilities. I'm joined today by GenEdge Director of Programs and House Accounts, David Bartlow. Thanks for joining us today, Dave.
Well, hello, Jeanette, and thank you for having me.
Awesome. So we're going to go ahead and kind of dive right into it. And thank you very much for being with me today to discuss this timely topic. Can you please explain to our listeners who will benefit the most from the information discussed on this podcast today?
Sure. So for our discussion today, we're going to talk about cybersecurity requirements, particularly for small and medium-sized manufacturers. And we're a Virginia-based organization, so for those companies that are based in Virginia. The real target audience for this is those that are in the pharmaceutical supply chain, although I think anyone who's running a small business and has cybersecurity concerns will benefit from this. For folks that this may not apply to, it's anyone who's handling classified information. So if you're working for the federal government and you're handling information that's confidential, secret, or top secret,